Thank you, Mr. President. The delegation of Kazakhstan would like to congratulate you election to this high position. You may rely on our full support and cooperation. Excellencies, our conference is one of the most significant events of this year in the field of multilateral disarmament. The BTWC continues to be the key instrument in ensuring international security, as it has done for more than 40 years. Kazakhstan is fully committed to the goals of objectives of the Convention. Its fundamental provisions are fully implemented in our national legislation. Our history as a peaceful state is not limited to our contribution to nuclear disarmament. Destruction of the infrastructure for development and production of biological weapons makes an equally important contribution towards ensuring international security. In order to get rid of the legacy of the Cold War, the Republic of Kazakhstan unilaterally closed, eliminated, and reoriented research institutes and industrial facilities which produce dual-use goods. We have been consistent in our support for the universalization of the BTWC. It is only through the accession of each and every state to the Convention that we can create a solid ground for the total prohibition of use of biotechnologies for military purposes. Of particular concern are the gray zones in conflict and in unstable regions of the world. Currently, the problem of biological security has evolved into a global issue. The majority of states have been establishing a system and developing scientific and technical programs related to biosecurity, emphasizing them as an integral part of their state policy. Kazakhstan is no exception to this. At the present moment, Kazakhstan is drafting a law on biological security. Back in 2008, Kazakhstan established a Commission on Biological Security Issues, which coordinates the activities of Kazakh state agencies in building an integrated data bank on biological threats and conducting regular medical biological monitoring and analysis for the purposes of combating biological threats. All these steps are aimed at strengthening and full implementation of the BTWC provisions. Our country provides annual reports on confidence-building measures on a regular basis. We welcome the growing participation of states in confidence-building measures and encourage all states' parties to meet their obligations by submitting annual reports on CBMs. As for international cooperation, we carry out joint projects with several leading states in the field of biotechnologies, where particular attention is paid to the elimination of biological threats. This year, in cooperation with the government of the United States, we completed the construction of the Central Reference Laboratory in Kazakhstan, which is a facility with a certain level of security and necessary conditions for safe work with extremely hazardous pathogens. This world-class research laboratory is designed to foster the development of modern biological science, which includes exchange of experience and training of professionals in an international perspective. We note the first decision of the European Union in support of the BTWC for the period 2016 and 2019, according to which the funds are allocated for strengthening the Convention and promoting its implementation, including organizing a number of regional workshops to prepare for BTWC review conference. One of these workshops was held in Astana this year. As workshop organizers, we note that the topics discussed were interesting, relevant, and in demand. Our country fulfills its obligations under United Nations Security Council Resolution 1540 and one of its central requirements, to create an effective system of export control over the transfer of goods and technologies. In this regard, we support China's proposal to create a regime of export control and international cooperation within the framework of the BTWC. Terrorism in all its manifestations represents a real threat. This danger becomes especially pressing against the backdrop of rapid development and a certain level of access to scientific and technological achievements. We are ready for a close cooperation to prevent any such attempt. Ladies and gentlemen, despite existing achievements, our Convention has also reached the point at which we should strengthen it, taking into account all the realities of our time. The development of efficient and coordinated verification mechanisms is a guarantee that the BTWC provisions are followed and that the regime of prohibition of biological and toxin weapons functions properly. The confidence building measures are useful, but they are not effective enough and can't entirely meet all expectations. This situation demands the development of a legally binding verification mechanism. The creation of an open-ended working group responsible for drafting concrete consensus-based proposals on strengthening the BTWC is a critical step in this direction. We encourage all states to support this initiative. However, we would like to emphasize that the reinforcement of the BTWC mechanisms should not limit the right of every state to develop biotechnologies for peaceful purposes. The Republic of Kazakhstan advocates the development of international collaboration within the scope of the BTWC, including in the field of peaceful use of biological agents with the enhancement of national capacities. The Republic of Kazakhstan intends to continue working actively with all relevant states, international organizations, and regimes to achieve the goals of the Convention. Thank you for your attention.